This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now you can get with Leaders Credit Union. They'll keep you fly, have the best rates in town on whatever it is you need. Mortgages, HELOCs, take advantage of that. Home equity you got. You got a pretty high rate on that credit card, don't you? You can get a much lower rate if you've got the equity to do so. You've been working so hard paying that mortgage. You've got equity built up. You can take advantage of that with a HELOC. Leaders offers HELOCs with rates as low as 6.99%, which is a much better way, right, than credit cards typically, which have a higher, much higher in some cases, rate. Also, Leaders, their technology is better. Like their new financial wellness tool inside their online banking and mobile app. They've also got more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America. So no matter where you are in the Memphis area, you're close to your money. That's $80,000 plus on those fee-free ATMs. We're a member of the Leaders family. Chris has got one of his got his future savings account, and we are enjoying watching his money grow. It's a great way to teach your youngster too about what you can do in terms of saving your money. So we're part of the Leaders family. They're welcoming you, too, with 70,000-plus members already in West Tennessee. Be the next one at Leaders. They're federally insured by NCUA, and Leaders is your financial champion. All right, every day around this time, we do a little thing we call the rundown. It's GA MVP, and I'm with Sane. He's still awfully corny. I actually was watching his post-game speech right there after OKC's win last night, easy win last night. I told my wife, she just so happened to be in the room at the time. I said, what do you think about this guy? And I had her listen. She's like, he's kind of different. I said, well, he's Canadian. Right? And then so like, you know, he didn't come up in the streets of America, so he talks a little different and everything else. And she said, there's just something weird about him. I think that's what Sane was touching on.
Yeah, and I think it's okay. A lot of successful people are strange ducks. I think we've gotten to this point where we need to I would rather have Ja be a cornball and not miss a game and be amazing than be a rock star, which he is, and not be on the court.
I hear what you're saying. One thing I admire about SGA is he doesn't seem worried about what other folks
think. He doesn't care.
He doesn't change it.
And he shouldn't, by the way.
Or it doesn't seem like he's trying to get to cool because he thinks you think he's not cool.
He doesn't care.
What cool is not caring.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
And there's a bunch of I don't care what you think in SGA, and that ends up being cool. And so I've sort of come around on him, but my wife sort of picked on it up on and
I don't disagree
just
with
kind
you.
Of out from the outside
she's
looking
a,
in.
He's a different
on
kind
what
of cat.
Many sort of still hold against him. Yeah. You want to throw in free throw merch and all that if you want to, but I'm with you. At some point, you've got to learn to sort of respect that now he's up at that MVP level. So we're not even talking, you know, where Jai is and where SGA is, two different levels. At one point, yes, we certainly thought Jai was ahead. It's not a discussion anymore. His efficiency last night stood out. And we talked about it. They looked like a well-oiled machine while Anthony Edwards was doing everything he could to keep just Minnesota in the game with not much help, especially from his bigs. Julius Randle, just 6 points, four turnovers in 32 minutes. Gobert's giving you nothing. And right now, a guy that was very important for them in the regular season series, they split 2-2 against OKC, in terms of Naz Reid. He's scoreless from behind the three-point line. That we added up 0 of 11 in the two games, 0 of 12 in the two games. And so he's not a guy who had been great for you in this matchup is not that either. And so it's just been Anthony Edwards out there overworking. And it does. It stands out in comparison to what Minnesota's doing on the offensive end. A lot of it, fast breaks off turnovers. We've talked about it, Minnesota. It's something that's plagued them all season. They have not cleaned up in the playoffs. But even in that mid-range yesterday, that's where SGA was getting. And so was Jalen. Their all-star, who my partner, and rightfully so. I mean, last series was ugly for Jalen Williams for most of it until the closeout game against Denver. But both of those guys, and we talked about the need, it feels like, or how much of a necessity it is for Ja Morant to develop that mid-range game. Man, SGA was using it last night. It's not all sort of snaking his way to the basket. Michael Malone was talking about this last night and the picking up the fouls that most seem to want to say is the bulk of his game. He's got a mid-range game that's polished, one that's starting to look like a guy who we hold up, DeMar DeRozan, whose game is a mid-range game. I mean, that's where he is expert, and that's where it feels like SGA is trying to get to, and it makes things so much easier. Again, and it takes so much pressure off of SGA's body. He gets enough hits with the getting to the bucket, whether fouled or not. I mean, that's something that can take away in terms of your health on the season. But when you're maximizing in terms of the finding your spots on the floor in the mid-range game, it's less injury risk. And that's what we're hoping Ja Morant can adopt some of. Again, some of just the respect you've got to have for the guy. And last night, he and both Jalen Williams had the mid-range game. We mentioned that stat that he, SGA, Jalen Williams, and Holmgren scored or assisted on 108 of the 118 points. So that's getting what you want and running it efficiently. Through their three stars, it was working like it was supposed to, and you can't help but look at a frustrated Chris Finch who, is looking right now at his bigs who dominated both Golden State and really dominated the Lakers, giving him nothing right now against this OKC team that's been the best all year. Defensively, there just doesn't seem like there's anywhere to go for them. We discussed it. Brad and I both don't think this is going past five. Good chance you're going to finish five games here, because I do think Minnesota will get the one of the two at home. But this has become the snoozer of the series, and whether it's Silver or just those hoping for better, for good ratings in these playoffs. Everybody's looking at Pacers, Knicks now because this one seems to lack the drama. Anthony Edwards can't do it on his own. That's what it looked like last night in Game 2. And whatever has to be the answer, Minnesota's got to find a way to not lose the third quarter in the way that they have. That is where they've lost these games. They've been outscored by 28 points in the third quarters of Game 1 and Game 2. There was a real a moment, too, that was crucial right before the half where SGA hits a three, pushes that lead up from about 2-8 going into the half. Key, because they were able to build on it in that third quarter that they've dominated both games. Boom, game over. Doesn't matter how well you're playing Anthony Edwards, you're not getting it. So, listen, we can frame this as, you watch Minnesota the way they're getting crushed now. Denver did at times in that series, even though it went seven games, and you can tell yourself, Grizzlies, well, that wasn't so bad. Yeah, when Ja went on the floor, it was competitive or everything else. What's clear, you might be as close as some other teams in the league to OKC. You might be right there with Minnesota, but what's clear is OKC is just leaps and bounds better than everybody else. And I think it's probably going to continue.
Yep.
No matter if you get Indiana, which I think is probably going to be the tougher matchup. They got the bodies, they play the pace, and they play a cleaner, a clean style of ball, being third in turnover percentage in these playoffs, that can combat what OKC does, which is feast off your mistakes, feast off your panic. Pacers probably a better match for that, but in the end, I think OKC's going to show us all that they're just better than everybody else in the league, as young as they are.
It does seem, you speak about the matchup, whether it's the Pacers or the Knicks. I do still like Tom Thibodeau, but I realize he does run these cats into the ground. And it seems to really catch up, especially in these finals. Mm-hmm. And then the next round, I gotta think they lose another step if they get to the finals, even if they win tonight and they go five or six games.
Yeah,
maybe
they're all
seven
long
games.
In big minutes. I mean, that, you know, especially if you log a long series with Indiana.
Oklahoma City will take care of them with that depth, though. There's just no doubt about it. They got too many dudes.
I think so. At this point, it doesn't. At one point, I thought Denver had its chance, had a chance to go up 3-1. Was up in that fourth quarter and ended up blowing it. I thought that matchup, You do have the best player in the world in Jokic, they were the ones that could get him. The rest of these matchups might be bad.
I think that's fair.
Knicks might be a bad matchup in terms of yes, they take a little bit better care of the ball, but what they will do, man, is go on these runs where they seem to just sort of lose them. So Brunson's not, you know, making mistakes, everything else. I don't know. They scare me. They're you know, occasionally you'll see that infighting on a bench and it can be a good thing, but when it's with Cat at this point of the season, I don't know that that's a.
He can be dysfunctional. Yeah. That's what it appears
and
to
I,
be.
That, and Tibbs, you know, he's played his guys. He does what he does, but he hadn't been great with his challenges.
No,
I like Rick Carlisle. He's been a lot better.
Rick's
there.
Rick's good,
and so.
I think Rick is what he's taught us is he's an elite coach. I think, regardless if they win, you know, Carlisle's elite.
I give him the nod over Tibbs, and I'd rather see him trying to figure out how to deal with this OKC team than I would Tibbs at this point.
Yeah, you did see that David Adelman got the nod in Denver, right?
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen. That's been the case in most of the interim has been named the guy in most of these situations.
Yeah.
It feels like
that's usually whether they're
Christie,
good or bad.
Adelman, in that case, they went with the interim in San Antonio, and we did the same here. And so you go on, you know, Isolo probably had just 9 games for him. I guess this Denver coach had less. But no, Jokic was happy. I mean, basically because Adelman had given him the coaching reins.
Yeah.
And so long as you got Jokic, you're going to be fine. But, yeah, it looked like I saw where they had named him, and that goes with the trend this year of just sticking with the interim guy. All right, if you haven't been paying any attention, looks like today is the final episode of Around the Horn.
I saw this. This is like kind of a part of my existence for the last 20 years.
For, I would say, folks that are in their 30s, like John, I mean, this has been there, it feels like, the whole time since 2002, so you grew up with it.
Basically.
You know, for many of us, like you and me probably, we look at sports reporters on Sunday. I don't know if you remember that show with Lupica.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the beginnings of this type of a format.
Dick Schaap was the host.
Much more laid back, the cooler dudes back in chairs and stuff.
That, no question about it, that was one of the things I felt like growing up on, in addition to the big show, SportsCenter. That was me. I think a lot of people feel the same way about this show, about Tony Reale, the host, and then some of the OGs. That you started with. I mean, we started Bob Ryan, Jackie McMullen, some of the goats in terms of in newspaper, whether they were columnists like Bob Ryan was, longtime beat reporters who had gone on to write books like Jackie McMullen. You had some of the best in terms of editorial, me being a newspaper guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd sit up and listen to those folks, including, and it went all the way back to sports reporters, back to those
John
days.
John Saunders, remember John Saunders?
Saunders ended up hosting.
He was so good.
Yep, he was good at it. And most of the hosts they had of sports reporters were good. Lupica would do it fill in, and he'd always mix it up a little bit. But that was sort of my show growing up, in a way it feels like this has been to 30-year-olds, those in that sort of generation. I enjoyed it, though, and I thought Reale settled into a nice little role. Wasn't he the former mistake guy?
That's right.
With Kornheiser and Wilbon. Yes. And that had been his role. He comes over here and he's expanding into host role, and you don't know how it's going to go. You know what I'm saying? But he had he settled into just this nice little role where he could be, you know, he could give these just accomplished writers and folks he'd bring in, he could give them a little grief, right? Sure. And that'd be okay. He had sort of developed a credibility over the years of a guy who was going to call it like it is, even though we didn't. I mean, he had never been a sports writer or anything else, as far as I knew, and really came into his own. And so, anyway, just a sort of sign-off for those that didn't know on the show, though. But for today, will be the last episode it appears. Again, goes all the way back to 2002, Around the Horn does. And for many, it will mark the end of an era, including for me. I thought it was a good show. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our man Woody Page, Whitehaven High graduate, who was a staple on that show. Probably has some of the most wins in terms of the almost 5,000 episodes they did, probably among the winners there. So a salute, of course, to Around the Horn, as they'll be airing, the final episode this afternoon. Over on ESPN. They decided to cancel, but we didn't know earlier this year, but we didn't know what that final date would be. I think until March, and now it's out. So we salute you, Tony Reale, all the good work you did there. All right, we're going to have Faye Brad, and he's on a heater a little bit later on this hour. But beforehand, we'll get you set up. I won't talk much line because I don't want to influence Brad, but you do have game two tonight of what was coming off of what was a dramatic game one win for the Pacers, as good as it got, basically, in terms of this point in the season, with Halliburton hitting that shot to send it to overtime, the choke sign, all that went with it, and the Pacers win coming back from 9 down with less than a minute left. We'd never seen it since 1998, not a playoff team. Over 1,400 losses in that instance, and the Pacers the first to do it. Miraculous as it was, we will see here how the Knicks respond. It feels like you have to. You have to with a win. You see this team down 0-2. We might have the same feeling on this that we have for that Minnesota OKC series. Maybe at that point the Knicks are starting to become, you know, coming loose. Again, we mentioned the little, you know, in-game, on-bench spat between OG and Karl Anthony Towns. Guys trying to hold each other accountable. Look like it could be going sometimes, and especially when you're blowing it the way the Knicks did in that game, that can be a sign that things are going the wrong way. The Pacers might have them right where they want them. Again, I do not expect a Pacers win, not to influence Brad here. But that said, I'm not counting them out either, because like we talked about, I don't think the Pacers care. What's not going to change, they're going to play their pace, and they're not going to turn the ball over. They don't make mistakes. And Halliburton, for his, I know my man Anthony Stane would still call him overrated. This dude has been as clutch as Brunson in these playoffs. You have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
On the season, he's 11 of 12 in those moments, either go ahead to win the game or tie in the final minute, fourth quarter, overtimes. He's been fantastic in these moments. He did it against Cleveland. He did it against Giannis in Milwaukee. What else does he have to prove? I'm not elevating him to where SGA is. I'm not even elevating him to where I think Anthony Edwards is. But clearly, you got to move him off that. I mean, Rudy Gobert is the most overrated player in the league. You've got so many others yeah. you would hit, and especially after these playoffs that Halliburton has had. Much we talked about him, we said it yesterday, Aaron Nesmith and his rise, and John Hollinger's got a piece about X factors in these playoffs, and Aaron Nesmith is one of the guys that's featured. You know, what he did in game one, 30 points, can't go, I mean, should not go unnoted here, should be talked about just as much as Halliburton, because for a guy that averaged just 12 points and 4 rebounds in an injury-shortened season, what he's doing right now looks like Klay Thompson. What he's doing right now looks like star wing, and I don't think people had factored that in yet, even as good as he was against Cleveland. I don't think people were ready for this. One thing I wasn't ready for that John Hollinger educated me on is Nesmith, in terms of efficiency, he joined the NBA's prestigious 50-40-90 club this year. Did you know that?
I
he
did
shot
not know
50.7%
this.
From the field, 41.3% from three, and 91.7% from the free throw line. You might think that's an outlier. It's not. Because last season, he shot 49.6% from the field, 41.9% from three, and 82.8% from the free throw line. He was always getting to it. This is a dude on the rise that probably at some point they might not be able to afford. Or you decide to lock into him. They ended up, I think, getting him from the Celtics in a trade. He was like a throw-in. John was just talking. We were talking about it yesterday. He was like a throw-in on the Brogdon deal, I think it was. And this dude is budding into not just a guy that can hit 6 fourth quarter three pointers in an NBA playoff game, but a guy that can D you up. Ask Donovan Mitchell. He helped in that series, stun Cleveland in terms of his defense on Donovan Mitchell. What he did, beating him to the basket to get that putback dunk, and how that sort of shaped the rest of that series. Man, Nesmith has been an absolute stud, and I think we're watching the rising of a possible wing star. In the same kind of way we talk about Mikal Bridges, perhaps, and OG Anunoby as wings you want, folks are going to want Nesmith. And if they decide to go all in on him at some point, I don't know what his how many more years
so here
he's got,
it is.
Then they're going to have to give up. You know, they're going to have to cut in other places. This dude is on the rise.
So Indy wisely signed him to the rookie extension before the 24-25 season. This is year one of it where he's making – this is a rookie extension, 33 total, 11 for the year. So he's going to get paid in advance of this thing even expiring, getting close. In other words, you could see a scenario where they go, let's...
You're saying he's got two more years
after this? Two more years after this year on that current contract, which was the rookie
extension.
Man, what
a great deal they got
is a budget player who's a rock star.
Yes, his rise should be as talked about as we're talking about, you know, Halliburton proving he's not the most overrated in the league, at least the athletic survey of his peers, 12 or 13. It's a few guys. That said, he shouldn't have been anywhere near the bottom of that list. Aaron Nesmith's rise, I think, has been just as much of a story for Indiana, who, oh, by the way, has a Hall of probably future Hall of Fame coach in Rick Carlisle that I think right now has got Tibbs and this Knicks team really really backed up into a corner. Knicks obviously favored tonight. We'll get into the line more and fade Brad about 12:40. But I would not be surprised, and I expect the Knicks to win, but I would not be surprised if we see Halliburton. Those
the
guys
only
step
other
up
couple
again.
Of notes on this is the line has moved as we approach
5.5 to 6.5.
Yeah, it moved a point. So I don't know if that'll influence.
I think people are Vegas is the same way. The Knicks have to respond. Yeah. The other part about that is that for all but really the last couple of minutes, last few minutes of regulation, the Knicks were the better team.
Yep.
The Knicks were
they were
dominating
100%.
What are you know up 14 I think in that fourth
quarter.
Well,
and Halliburton, and so, it took a miracle. Like let's be honest about that. That bounce,
the shot, the six threes from Nesmith.
Like, that's and all so aberrations.
It was miraculous.
More actually, the shot more so than the six threes. Because now after you laid out what Nesmith's done, like I'm less surprised after hearing those statistics.
This series should not be over. It should still be a long series. I think that's still what Vegas expects and why you saw that line you know, go from 5.5 to 6.5.
I love this series.
Because
like,
I am.
This.
I mean, if I was a betting man, I'd be on the Knicks side tonight. They have to respond in front of all those celebrities in Madison Square Garden. Did you hear some of those, they were getting giddy. The one thing that makes some of those, old school NBA guys, whether it's Barkley or whatever else, when they got a crowd full of stars like
they get
giddy and all, just
Reggie
like
Miller,
we all do.
You know, Reggie Miller was feeling himself the other night.
No question, it'll be you would expect the stars to be back out tonight, and it's certainly giving us a little bit of excitement that it seems is lacking in the Minnesota OKC series.
Yep.
All right, college football playoffs going to a new, I think I called it direct seeding. It's straight seeding model where the 12-team CFP is going to go to basically, hey, where you finish is where you're ranked when you go into this thing. This past season, the four highest ranked conference champions earned the top four seeds regardless of where they were ranked. And so it pushed up Boise State and Arizona State. We're going away from that. The five highest-ranked conference champions will still be guaranteed spots in the 12-team field, but you're not going to get automatically pushed up to the top seeds. Did you realize that all four of those top four seeds lost in the first round?
I did, and
lost
everybody
in
was
the first round.
Every one of them, including
SMU. We knew as
SMU.
It was happening, it was going to be changed.
Of course.
We knew it was happening that they were going to change it. And so last year, again, Boise State, Arizona State both went down. And you had some teams complaining, I think like Oregon, about the draw when they're the number one seed. And
I get it.
This was bound to happen, needed to happen, and been talked about for months, so it's not unexpected. The part that scared me was toward the end of Heather Dinich's story where she talked about how some in the meeting, some of the commissioners wanted to talk already about the next format.
Okay.
Right? Which comes, 2026 and beyond. This current format's got a length to it. They have to either agree to keep it the same at 12. You're going to change it up. You're going to go to more. And if you go to more, are you going to stay in terms of having a stay with the current format in terms of having that group of five spot?
Right.
In a world where it feels like the SEC, the Big Ten, you know, are trying to move toward maybe having even more power, maybe even breaking off at some point. At least right now, it's still four, including the Big 12 and the ACC. But in a world where they have more power, remember the. There is no NCAA control when it comes to college football. You just wonder how soon it'll be before they're saying, you know what, we'll share part of this pot, but we want to do it with our other big boys, folks that look like us, as opposed to you, who Boise State, potentially Memphis, Tulane, who bring limited value, right, to our to a bigger college football playoff. And so, you know, what Dinich said there at the end, the commissioners are really putting everything on the table so that everybody knows where each other's coming from, but they're still in discussions about that. I think that represents, so long as Memphis is in the AAC, this would apply to Boise State or anybody else, you should be concerned that your spot's about to get taken, and which I think, as a result, puts even more emphasis right now on that athletic department to shift potentially in terms of the front porch of that.
That's right.
Of the University of Memphis' athletic department.
Totally get it.
Because what you have to tell yourself right now with these commissioners already talking about changing up the format, there's no guarantee they take you out. But what you have to tell yourself is that spot for the little guy, and I'm saying little guy in all due respect, but that's the way they view you as the Group of Five champion.
That's what they told you.
It's not always going to be there.
That's right.
And you know history, Memphis' athletic history has told you as much, if you're familiar with it, that you have not to this point, as many times as you've been seemingly invited or whatever else, or had a chance, we've written Memphis looks good as one of those schools that might get pulled up. You've constantly had the rug pulled out from under you. The way Dan Walken of USA Today and other folks that cover college football closely have sort of put this, when things change in 2030, because the television contracts will be up and those talks, those TV contracts, those commissioners, they'll be talking 28, 29 before the breakup. With this new landscape, this could be the big one. Seismic is the way they've sort of referred to it. And my point is that if Memphis doesn't get in this time, right, as the house settlement sorts of the divides, the haves, the power structure, what they have and what you don't, if you don't make it in this time, you may never really ever be seriously considered again, is what I'm saying, because they may be so far off from you. Remember, Memphis is going to this house settlement. Ed Scott's talked about, hey, man, I hope to have 10 of the 20 and a half. I think that was his number.
Yeah, it was.
10 million he talked about. Significantly less still than what the big boys have. Sure, it looks good, Group of Five, right? But it's not enough to keep up if you miss this round. Does that make sense?
It does.
You can't continue to keep your brand hot, continue to bring in good enough players on NIL.
Money,
To stay relevant in terms of the Group of Five schools if the divide keeps getting greater and you miss this chance. And so back to the point, sure, you can keep basketball sort of as the face, but basketball's never gotten you into the Power Four. And whether it's a blown-up ACC that now needs new members or however – it feels like, Brad, you have to go all in on football trying to get you there over the next couple of years. It's a conversation we've discussed, but I think this is even more reason as things get more, cloudy about the future of the college football playoff and knowing what's coming up the next 5 years, how you've got to go from good to great. You have got to get where Boise State is so that if that ACC door opens, they're not thinking anybody else but you. And to do that, you got to be winning conference titles and everything else. But my point is, this might be your last chance. And so to me, again, this is not to say take away from Penny Hardaway and the basketball program, but it is absolutely the right time as you have taken control of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, all the new revenue streams you've got there. You're trying to put a good product in there that puts 45, I think, when it's done, the renovation butts and seats.
Yep.
You've got to jump on this now because it feels like we may be done talking about our chance to ever be pulled up.
Sure.
If we don't make it this round.
Yeah. No, I agree with your point, and I think it's imperative that the future is now. In other words, like, this Arkansas game is not insignificant. You got to win that game at home this year. Like, you're at home. I know you're not going
like to. You'd like to.
I know that it's a big task. I know it's an SEC team, but those are the things that great teams do.
My first non-negotiable for Ryan Silverfield this year is conference.
100%. No,
I mean, that's going to put you in the running. If you've beaten Arkansas, hopefully, then yes, you'd be up there, probably consider with Boise State is going to be your main competition for that spot. But you don't get to building your brand the way it needs to be built, right, where they're talking about you if you're not winning conference titles.
Yeah.
Tulane, far the favorite to win the conference this year. Dude, they're going through quarterbacks every year. They're going through coaches every couple of years after losing Fritz. Summerall's, second season?
Yeah.
And they're picked to pick. You need to be that.
You want
to
be on the
based
rise.
Based on your level of investment. And so the reason this is so critical, guys, because if you're constantly just trying to get by on the outside, right, you're never going to realize what feels like still a potential, a true potential to get into a one of these Power Four conferences and start to reap the benefits of the television rights deals that come with that. The tens of millions of dollars, rather, that you get per year and these television rights deals as a member of them and what you can do with your entire university as a result of it, rather than, I believe it ended up at 9. Jonah Dillon had the story over the commercial appeal. Ended up between 9 and 10 you got from the American this year as their best member. Like, hey, that sounds good to everybody else in the American compared to what the even the ACC and those guys are getting.
Right,
it's peanuts.
It's peanuts.
And so, again, if you're talking about growing Memphis athletics to a place it's never been in a truly powerful position, it has to include being in a power conference, and you've got to do everything you can to have football sort of leading you as the face, because it hasn't worked with us. We'd love for the Big East to take us in basketball. They haven't picked up the phone and done it seriously. It hadn't worked to this end, and so I'm of the mind, having covered that program, obviously as a graduate, that it is the time right now to go all in on football. What does that look like? Well, it looks like holding Ryan Silverfield accountable and having to win conference titles. And even if he's winning 10, 11 games but not conference titles, you have to move on and find the coach that can get you there to consistently winning your conference. That's what your resources say you should be.
The other cool thing for this year, not just the Arkansas game or the conference schedule is light. You and John kind of sort of pointed this out when we looked at it the other day. I mean, you're not going to, UTSA is not on your schedule, for example, so you've got it a little lighter than you did last year.
Yeah, you don't have to face Trailer, but I think you get Tulane here. So there's
that
some
helps.
Advantages this year.
That helps.
Yeah, you're going to be picked fourth.
The Academy,
like,
we're not playing Army, you know, like, that's good.
Need to win a conference title. And at the very least, in terms of any kind of belief I've got in Ryan Silverfield, you have to make the conference title game.
You do.
Which you haven't done.
You
this
do.
Point,
you need to be
somehow,
in that thing.
Even with Seth Hennigan for
it's
going to
be
years.
A challenge. I mean, you're turning over the roster. You lost your quarterback. It'll be a challenge.
Well, here you go. Don't care.
I know.
Because when you were supposed to win it last year with your fourth year quarterback, you're picked number one, you couldn't get it done then either.
It's facts.
So we're not going to move the goalposts because you're resetting it when you didn't hit what you were supposed to the year before.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. No question. I got one more.
Yeah.
You and I always have a little fun when we talk some baseball.
Absolutely.
Like what your Cardinals have done in terms of coming back and this an actual division race.
I think
Detroit took 2 of 3 from you, but nothing to be taken away from the turnaround that has been this resurgence from the Cardinals. What are you, 3 back right now?
3 back. By the way, Acuña coming back today, I hear. So.
How about that?
Yeah.
Y'all got Diamondbacks coming up, I think it might be, and we've got
Cincy
coming up.
Cardinals have Diamondbacks.
But it's what's going on in Colorado.
Yeah, this is
which yesterday fell to 8-42. It is. I bring it up here, and you know we don't talk much baseball, so it must be newsworthy. It's the worst 50-game start in MLB's modern era.
Wow!
So since 1901, the Rockies, who have already fired their manager, I think maybe in bench coach too.
Black is out.
They've already done that. It hadn't helped.
No.
At all. Before that, you're going to have to go before 1901. You're going to have to go back to the 1895 Louisville Colonels, who were this bad at 7-43. Rockies are 5-20 at home, and it's sad. They're being covered now just for the ills, and every player is being asked about it and everything else. And we just had White Sox dealing with this sort of awful type of losing last year, so we're not so far removed from that. I think the White Sox lost 121 games last year, but right now they are on pace, the Colorado Rockies, to break the all-time record, which I think is 134 by the Cleveland Spiders back in 1899.
Wow.
So it's bad.
It's historic bad.
My Cubs are about to fatten up on it, hopefully, after we take on Cincinnati here over the weekend. But, nah, man, Colorado Rockies baseball, boy, if you want to go see your team, go fly to Colorado to go see them. I imagine you can get in there for dirt cheap.
Absolutely.
What a sad state of affairs it is for the Rockies. But right now they're headed for a title that nobody wants. With the way they're playing baseball.
Have you been to a Rockies game in Colorado by chance?
I have not. I saw the stadium.
Yeah.
But I didn't attend the game.
It is low-key one of the best I've ever been
to. I've heard
to.
It's beautiful.
Low-key one of the best. The way it's set up, because the concourse sort of is bars and it flows into it, and you got this beautiful scene with the mountains in the background, and they've done the outfield, and it's well done.
No, it looks absolutely beautiful. I've told myself I want to go
and knock
that one off the bucket list, but man, they don't put much in there in terms of the way a product.
Their
right
pitching
now, do they?
Is, I think, one of the keys here. It's dreadful. Like they've gotten a few of these wins where they just outscore teams. I'm looking at some of these scores. They have to outscore teams because their pitching is horrific.
Now, what you think about?
You want to go to Cardinals Cubs here?
What you think about our lineup?
The Cubs look amazing, and I have to admit
the offense does.
They do. I mean, they've collected, and we've got a local here in the pen now.
Pomeranz.
I saw him. Pomeranz pitching. Collier. Yeah, he was.
We picked him up. We're trying to bolster the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's a decent inning piece. I watched the other night, he got out of it, a scoreless inning in relief. Yep. We need as much of that as possible because our bullpen is a hot mess. But you like Tucker. You like Dansby.
I like him.
Dansby now after being dropped down in the order is hitting now. How yes. about my man PCA? What you know about him?
I don't know enough about him.
You're going
to
learn.
You're
going to learn when we see y'all a little bit later on. I'm looking forward to our matchups, if you can't tell.
Tucker.
You guys have made this fun. Tucker's an MVP candidate, my friend.
It's an incredible lineup.
Hey, we got to lock that guy up for the future. I think he's just, it's just 1 year, right? We got to lock him up.
And that's the problem, right? Because you're going to have to pay him $1 billion.
Oh, he's going to, Soto made what, $750?
Yes.
So it's not going to be that, but it's going to have to be up there.
Yeah.
Especially if he's in MVP contention. Cubbies, Cardinals, going to be a race this summer.
I'm excited about this. I actually have been watching baseball. It's on in your studio over there. I know we had a listener actually point this out on our Twitter account. They're like, because Jeff pointed out, he's like, there's nothing on besides basketball. Well, there are a few listeners right now who are hearing our voices that do watch this SEC tournament and are going to watch these games.
Well, who's winning it? Who's winning the national title? Which SEC team is winning the national title is what I want to know.
So I guess like Vanderbilt is still in the tournament. So they have a chance. Tennessee is probably going to be ranked up there in the tournament. Those two out of Tennessee are going to be good. Ole Miss is, I think, still playing in the SEC tournament, but they're, you know, ranked seventh in that league. It's probably going to be like LSU or a Tennessee or a Vanderbilt.
I know, I just don't want it to always be an SEC team winning the national title.
It's unbelievable. Well, I will tell you this. One thing I read about our old buddy Kerrick Jackson is having problems at Mizzou. They were going to fire him, and Laird had to go speak about it and say, we're not firing the coach. We're going to invest $1 million in the stadium and new turf, and then we're going to get some NIL money. But like Mizzou, this is the problem when you become an SEC school or if you are an SEC school. Like, you have to keep up on all sports, including baseball. And Mizzou sucks at baseball.
What about our guy here? Riser?
Yeah, he had a rough year.
Second year?
Year two.
We just completed year two, right?
Year two. It looked a little rough.
First year, we were kind of cheering because it ended as, if you guys aren't with me, get up out of here. And we were cheering, okay, this is what they need. But this was a little bit of a letdown, right? I think didn't make the conference tournament.
He lost the final there to Wichita.
Whether it was Carrick or anybody else, hoping that
I like Reiser,
get that thing up off the ground
job,
for a while.
Man, all the talent, like the kid from Briarcrest, Finn Waters is going to Texas. Mm-hmm. Like the junior class, that's Jake's class. These kids are going to
Christian
Doty's going to Ole Miss. All these kids are going to the SEC schools.
I mean, showing Rockface that you've been trying to make that thing attractive enough to keep some of the talent here, but that's been something that's happening for decades.
But even for the JUCO guys, you have to have money.
So you can't match what they can offer in the SEC. So it's harder now than it's ever been.
It's harder than under Schoenrock.
Because of what they can offer.
Like it was hard then. Saying. It's harder now.
No, because the money they can offer.
Brutal.
And the resources, the facilities, and all that.
Yeah. There's your baseball
Memphis
talk.
Baseball, hard job.
Impossible.
And remains.
Impossible.
Remains, according to Brad, impossible.
It might be impossible. It is damn near impossible.
Well, we'll see if it's going to be impossible for you to pick a loser. Because all you've been doing, it feels like it's picking winners. We're going to do Fade Brad. We've got Parthu Pajai. We're going to talk some Memphis Tigers basketball, 125, with the Daily Memphians Tiger basketball beat writer. All that. Coming up in hour number three. Fade Brad, though, next. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Live Love Memphis Group, they are the best. And I'm speaking of, when it comes to home selling and home buying, helping you get the most money for your home and then helping you find not just your dream home, something that the wife wants, something you want, and that's what you're going to call it, but dream in the sense that you're in a better situation, a great mortgage, you're building equity. Jennifer's only going to put you, say you're a renter, in an ownership situation if it's good for you. And if it's possible, if there's a path, she's going to get you there. And she's going to do it simply. Won't matter what you don't know. I didn't know a darn thing. Should have hired her before I bought my first home. I wish I had and not tried to do it on my own. 901-625-5200. She's the best. And listen, she's not going to make you sign anything. Some of these realtors, they take things personal and make you sign things. You decide to go another way. Oh, boy. Oh boy, you'll get some anger then. Or be locked into something. That's not happening with Jennifer. Like I like to say, at the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you. Answer all of your questions. You'll see. Just put yourself in her hands. She's the best. You'll understand very quickly why. 901-625-5200 is not an exaggeration when I say she changed me and my family's life. She can do that for you. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. All right, I remember last year when we were going through the playoffs, 2024 playoffs, yes, and we didn't have my man, John Martin. Mm. Because he was out on paternity leave.
Right.
And you and I, for about a month, we were taking care of business.
Yeah.
And we were doing Faye Brad Carson every day. And I was hosting. And I was feeding you all the lines and everything. And you'd come on and make your picks, boy. And you'd fumble and bumble and stumble and pick losers.
I was good at it.
John's back this year.
Yeah.
And as a result, in his sort of driver role, he's sort of flipped to where he's the one kind of feeding the setup, the narrative. Hey, Brad, here's the lines and everything else. And what's happened is Brad's turned into a winner.
Yeah,
he's flipped it, and he was winning again last night. And Brad, it probably makes you very proud to know you are now up to 32-23 versus the spread this postseason. Last year you were a loser. This year you are a big winner.
It's luck.
I'm looking at John's unit formula. Mm. 9 games over .500. I'm calculating it using John's numbers. I'm going to go with that's about 7 units over. You're about seven. I have no idea if that's right, but my guess is John would say about 7 units up. You know, this is supposed to be Faye Brad Carson because he's so bad at it. FanDuel pointed that out to us last year when we saw his limits, how high they were. Limits, high limits means bad gambler.
Yeah.
This year he's been very good at making his picks. And, oh, by the way, I'm back in my chair as the guy feeding it to you. So
yeah.
I really wonder, as we've got 2 games.
Maybe that's something.
Not just tonight with Knicks Pacers, but we also have our line tomorrow.
I forgot about that. Oh, you caught me.
Oh, I'm catching you.
You caught me.
Good. That's how we like you, unprepared. That's what you were all last night.
You caught me.
When fading you was lucrative.
Yes.
We're going to see if we can get back to Brad's losing ways. Let's do a little fade, Brad Carter. All right, we said it. Brad laid the points, 7.5 with OKC last night, and he was a winner. Now 32-23, and that really is something you can stick your chest out about.
Yes,
against the spread this postseason. Again, these are integrity picks.
Brad, yes,
this is, as Brad would say, not a bit.
I might surprise you at my first pick. By the way, continue.
Oh, I'm very excited to hear it now, because again, it feels like the old days. Feels like last May.
Yeah,
when you were picking losers left and right. We have got Pacers Knicks in Game 2 tonight. 7 o'clock tip. By the way, you can hear right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All of them are on now.
All games on. From the conference finals on, and so make sure you're tuned in. Knicks tonight.
Yep.
Brad mentioned this. Went from 5.5 this morning to 6.5 now. Mm. 6.5 last I looked.
That's moved. Important.
More towards the Knicks' favor. Brad, Knicks 6.5-point favorites, what you like?
Yep. So here's where I'm going with this. I was all about going with the 5.5. Something about that point. And I know I am not some – I don't want to sit here and act like I'm like some – I'm not like John. Like John talks about price all the time. I don't even know what price means when it comes to lines.
We are squares.
I am as square as they come. I'm like Tyrese Halliburton.
That's
in
why
the
we were so
world.
Good at this last May. Yeah.
Yes.
And picking losers.
So, because I was just looking at injury reports. Now, since we've used ESPN Bet, I do look more at the lines because it's right there on the website next to the injury report. Also next to – the matchup predictor graph on ESPN.com. And if you look at that today, this is where I'm going with this. The matchup predictor says Pacers, 51.2. Knicks, 48.4.
That's weird.
And
when
we just moved the line. They're trying to price you away from the Pacers, not into the Pacers. Jason, I'm about to pick the Pacers, and I'm going to take all of those 6.5 points. Do I get 6.5?
You get 6.5.
I'll take 6.5.
You're getting the Pacers plus 6.5.
Yeah,
interesting. I mean, you did, because it feels like John says you always take Knicks. You've taken Knicks.
Although,
feels
it's
like
moved to 5.5.
So it's back to 5.5.
It's back to 5.5.
So when 5.5 to 6.5, now it's back to 5.5.
It is.
How does that affect your pick? Let's go with the 5.5 then. How does that change your pick?
It's close.
You said 1 point had made a difference for you. Going back now, does
it
put you back on?
I can't pick against the Knicks. I'm going with the Knicks. I'm back to the Knicks here. Oh, I think if it were
in mid-segment, Brad has I don't know that this has ever
happened
before.
Where,
he's changed the pick.
Now, I don't want to act like I'm some like finicky gambler here.
We're still working off integrity here, right?
This is integrity, and I want to pick who I think's
going
to win.
I've never seen you change. Brad is now going Knicks minus 5.5 as a result of the movement back to 5.5.
When you look at that matchup predictor saying Pacers, it does want me to pick the Pacers, but I'm not going to pick the Pacers. It's 5.5. All they got to do is cover the 5.5.
Dude.
And the Knicks have to win. The Knicks have to win.
Yes.
They are down 1-0, and this is at home.
The Knicks are going to need to win by six for you to be fine.
And I don't want to make some lion-ass pick here just for the sake of this segment. I'm going with the Knicks to cover minus 5.5. I don't know if – I think it could be as much as a point difference here.
We could be
here Tuesday, and we're thinking, man, Brad was right on the money there.
Being back in the driver's seat of fade Brad Carson here has thrown you off.
It kind of is.
Just like I had hoped.
I enjoy it, though. It's good. This is where our oranges.
You know what? When John comes
started.
Back, I may need to stay on it. If you prove to be a loser in these two, because you've got another game here.
You're good
about
at this setup
second.
Role. You set this up nicely. I'm going with the Knicks.
I confused him, y'all. He straight flip-flopped on his pick. He is now going Knicks minus 5.5, which means if you are fading Brad.
With that updated line.
You are going Pacers plus 5.5.
That's
that
right.
is the line as of right now over at ESPN Bet. We go with what is right
there. It is
now.
All right,
and then on Saturday you'll have Game 3. We're putting Brad to work here. We've already got our line for Game 3 of Thunder Timberwolves. We talked about this series now shifting back to Minnesota. Been a snoozer so far because of the way Minnesota's outscored. OKC has outscored Minnesota in those third quarters has absolutely killed them. Okay, see, I'm looking right now, and maybe it's changed in the last couple of seconds.
What do you have there?
2.5. OKC is favored in Game 3 in Minnesota by 2.5 points, according to ESPN Bet.
It opened at 4.5, it looks like. Now, obviously, we're still over 24 hours out from this thing. I am not backing. There's no flip-flopping on this pick. This is Oklahoma City's series. That is who I would wager with. And I will say that the Thunder will win, and they will cover minus 2.5. Yeah. So Thunder minus 2.5.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I'm worried that Brad's right again on that one. They are such a machine. Listen, the role players for the Timberwolves, Naz Reid will shoot the ball better now that he's – I mean, he can't make a three-pointer. He has not made one in the first two games. He'll shoot – the guys like him will shoot the ball better going back to Minnesota. Question is going to be, can they do it without turning it over?
Right.
You know what? If I was a betting man, I'd be with you based on the dominance I've seen, how easy it's been for them to run what they want to run. They're just – Minnesota's a good defensive team. It hasn't looked like it against this OKC team that's been able to do what it wants to in addition to feasting off of Minnesota turnovers. So I'm afraid you're on the right side. Obviously, if you were fading Brad in that instance, you're going to go Timberwolves right now plus 2.5. They are back home.
Yeah.
And I will say
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.